In the beginning years of the Civil War, Wisconsin was growing record crops of wheat. Its production led the country and was second only to Illinois, with 100 million bushels harvested from 1860 to 1865. That, according to the U.S. Commissioner of Agriculture. Prices remained relatively high and farmers prospered. Wisconsin was proud of its agricultural prowess, and on November 8, 1861, the Milwaukee Sentinel declared that wheat had overtaken cotton as the nation's top crop.
The flocculent monarch no longer commands the world. Just now, breadstuffs have the throne. Shut up by an iron blockade, the textile scepter no longer sways. But there's going forward to foreign markets from the loyal states the greatest quantity and greatest value of crop export this or any other country has ever seen. Wheat is king, and Wisconsin is the center of the empire.
Wisconsin wheat farmers were riding a high that would last for the next 4 years. They were feeding Union soldiers, their home front, as well as much of Europe. And there were many that believed Wisconsin wheat had a strategic impact on the war. UW-Marathon County history professor Brett Barker says there was a real concern because cotton shipments to Europe were being blockaded that England and France might join up with the Confederates.
In fact, what ended up happening was that northern wheat coming from places like Wisconsin proved just as important to Europeans who needed the wheat to eat as much as they needed the cotton to spin into textiles. So Wisconsin wheat did, in an indirect way, was one factor that led to Union victory in the Civil War.
Wheat was a labor-intensive crop to harvest by hand, and it would take gangs of workers to take it down. But Wisconsin's workforce was dwindling. During the Civil War, around 90,000 Wisconsin soldiers left the fields and headed south. Lee Grady is the archivist for the Wisconsin Historical Society's McCormick International Harvester Collection. He says when labor became scarce on the farms, wages skyrocketed from $1 a day in 1860 to $4 a day in 1864.
So it put a little pressure on farmers in order to bring their crops in to mechanize, to invest in something like a reaper, for example, to make it possible to harvest their crop with fewer farmhands.
The federal government says the total value of farm machinery in Wisconsin grew from $5 million in 1860 to $14 million by 1870. But by the end of the Civil War, the state's soil was wearing out, and the grain was decimated by disease and pests. Farmers scrambled to find other crops from which to make a living. They dabbled in wool, potatoes, sorghum, even hops. But retired UW-Madison agriculture professor Jerry Apps says dairy eventually filled the void, but it was a hard sell at first.
Wheat growing was seen as a macho, masculine kind of activity. Taking care of smelly dairy cattle was women's work. And at Civil War time, there were very few dairy cattle in Wisconsin.
But early dairy pioneers like William Dempster Hoard helped move the transition from the plow to the cow. They pushed for high-quality standards so that Wisconsin dairy products would be accepted even by skeptics on the East Coast. And by the late 1800s, Wisconsin was well on its way to becoming a leading dairy state. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.